There's been much ponderous discussion, including on this program, about what the Comcast buyout of NBC will mean to consumers, to regulators, to investors. But as General Electric prepares to step away as the majority owner of NBC, there's another important interest group to consider, the cast of the NBC show 30 Rock, the comedy show about an NBC comedy show, which has made GE a focal point of its humor.
The GE Trivection oven cooks perfect food 5 times faster than a conventional oven because it uses 3 kinds of heat. Thermal technology for consistent temperature, GE Precise Air Convection technology for optimal air circulation, and microwave technology for incredible speed.
Ha! That is impressive.
The people upstairs think so. That's why they promoted me. That's why they sent me here to retool your show. I'm the new vice president of East Coast Television and Microwave Oven Programming.
That's Alec Baldwin as Jack Donaghy, 30 Rock's slick corporate honcho, part programming executive, part GE product promoter. So we wonder, are the writers on 30 Rock already percolating with Comcast comedy? Well, Donald Glover is a former writer for 30 Rock, and he has some thoughts on this. Hey, Donald.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going just fine. Now, I want to get to Comcast in a second, but first we should give GE its due. This has been a wonderfully rich vein of humor for 30 Rock.
Yeah, we get a lot out of them. I'm actually, like, I was always amazed when I was there about how much they let us get away with.
Like what kinds of stuff?
Well, just like joking about how, you know, just the major joke of just like how they're owned by the Shinehart Wig Corporation.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a huge joke to say that, like, you know, the thing that's paying for all these things is, you know, Shinehart Wigs.
Let's play another scene from 30 Rock. This is Jack Donaghy again giving a video presentation to the writing staff talking about how to fold GE into comedy.
All you have to do as the writing staff of an NBC show is incorporate positive mentions or posmens of GE products into your program. For example, you could write an episode where one of your characters purchases and is satisfied with one of GE's direct current drilling motors for an offshore or land-based project.
Posmens. Still makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Part of the storyline here has been that Jack Donaghy's grand ambition is to become the CEO of GE. Think about Jack's future now with Comcast taking over, presumably. What is he going to be grabbing for that ring? What do you think?
I think he would want to be the top dog wherever he is, but I think there's always going to be a soft spot for GE. I mean, that would totally turn his world upside down, I think. I mean, if I was still a writer there, I'd definitely want to do something where, you know, his new boss is, you know, somebody half his age, kind of like this hipster kind of guy who's like, let's think outside the box. And, you know, I invented the box kind of, you know, attitude.
You know, Donald, I do think, though, there's something just kind of intrinsically funny about an appliance company, among other things, GE, owning a network. I mean, you can take that into all sorts of funny directions. I'm not sure, though, I'm hearing it with Comcast. It just seems more boring.
Yeah, I mean, like, the comedy was really there when you had something like an oven or something like that. And, like, and it was kind of understood by the audience and everybody, like, that's how things make their money. You sell things that pay for the show. And when a cable company is there, like, the line becomes a little more blurred. You know, what are they selling? What are they trying to get through? And I think that's, you know, I have to say I'm a little happy I'm not writing there because that's going to be hard. But I think if any writing staff could do it, it's the 30 Rock writing staff.
Donald Glover, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Donald Glover is a former writer for the TV show 30 Rock on NBC.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.